everybody. Welcome to the Daniel A. Nelson Podcast Show. This is the place where we play and talk about the music you love. Today I'm excited because I have my friend, Miss Angel Levine. Say hello to my audience.
Hi, how are you guys?
All right.
Nice to be here.
Oh my goodness, I'm so glad that you're on today. It is just a good thing to have you because I've worked with you a few times and you're an awesome singer.
But, thank you.
Yeah, so let's just dive right into it. When did you become interested in music?
From a very young age, my mom was actually a singer. And she did a lot of, she did a lot of cover bands, but she wanted to be an artist. So she did a lot of showcasing, and she eventually wrote her own songs and did produce her own CD. And so I was always just with her along for the ride. You know, I went with her to her gigs and fell asleep in the booth while she was performing, and you know, went to her with her to her rehearsals and stuff. So I knew that life from a really young age. And when we were, you know, cleaning the house on the weekends, she just put on a record and we'd listen to it all the way through. And it was always in the blood.
Okay. All right. Now, where are you from? You from California or?
Yeah, I grew up in Burbank, California, San Fernando Valley, and okay. I'm still here.
Yeah, all right. So it's in the blood. So your mom, anybody else in your family, immediate family, plays anything?
Yes, my uncle, her brother, is a drummer and also singer-songwriter. He plays guitar as well. He's a great singer. He's still playing. He plays in like a Beatles tribute right now and a bunch of other projects. And my cousins are actually performers. My cousin Christian is a bass player. My cousin David is a singer-songwriter. So yeah, it's just a family thing. We've all done gigs together as well.
Oh, that is so cool. So what was your first major gig?
First gig was...
How old were you?
I was 13, actually.
Whoa.
And I was with my mom. She put, asked to put together a band for a wedding. A friend of hers got married and they wanted a band for the reception, so they asked my mom to put it together. So she did, and it was my uncle on drums and and myself on background and my aunt, her sister, on background vocals as well. And we did a couple of leads as well. So that was my first paying professional gig, 13 years old.
Oh, my goodness. So how nervous were you?
I was pretty nervous, actually. I mean, it was a lot of fun, but when it came to singing solo on my own, I sang a Debbie Gibson song.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Do you get nervous before every performance, or have you kind of gotten over stuff like that?
I've pretty much gotten over it. It's, you know, I pretty much perform every weekend, so it's kind of become easy at this point. It's just when I'm in a new situation where, like, I don't know people, or I might not have rehearsed with them, so I don't know their arrangement, or a new session where I don't know what I'm going to be singing, that's when I can get a little nervous. Just the apprehension of not, you know, the unknown.
Okay.
For the most part, if it's, you know, kind of this, if I'm well rehearsed, then I'm not nervous.
Okay. Now, what band are you performing with these days?
Lately, I would consider myself just like a freelance. So like a bunch of different cover bands, but my main, the one that I would say that I'm definitely a member of, is called LA Sound Machine, and we're a Gloria Estefan tribute, and I sing lead for that. I am the Gloria in that band.
Oh, is that right? How's that working out for you?
It's cool. We get busy during the summer. We actually have a lot of like concerts in the park, and We have a couple of things coming up. One in July in Chicago, where we're performing at a theater in Illinois. And then we have another gig coming up in August in Moorpark. It's another theater, Moorpark, California. So yeah, we get busy. There's a lot of people in the band though. It's 8 of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not too big. I mean, yeah, you know, 8 is kind of big, but it's not too big. But I was going to ask you, is there a website or something like that that people can find you and follow you?
Yeah, I believe it's LASoundMachine.com. I should check on that.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we'll put it out there, and you can text me the information later on. We'll repost it and everything like that.
Sure, yeah.
Now let me ask you this question. I know you mentioned your mom, she used to write music.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write any original material?
I have in the past, but that's not really where my heart lies, my passion is, because I like so many different styles of music that I don't want to be, you know, I never really wanted to be like an artist where I had to be like choose a genre and market myself in a certain way.
And why is that? Because is there a specific reason? I mean, do you feel like people will have you locked down, or I mean, why did you choose to go that route? Have you chosen not to write music? I know you mentioned earlier that you didn't want people to put you in a box. But with how the music business is going nowadays, would you want to start writing or?
No, I don't think so. My ultimate goal is to be a session singer. I've always thought that I could mimic things very well. Like when I was growing up, I heard commercials and jingles and you know, Disney movies where there's singing, and I'm like, I can do that, you know, because I sound like, you know, those things. And so I always thought it would be a great opportunity to be able to do multiple different genres to, you know, in that way, and, you know, sing backup for people or join different bands, you know, kind of be a freelance person rather than an artist, so that I could get to do all the styles that I love.
Right. Okay. That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. I also saw the struggle that my mom went through trying to get signed as an artist. And, you know, so I just, you know, shied away from that.
Yeah. So with the way the industry has changed, you still wouldn't think twice about it, huh?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm pretty settled in what I want to do, that I don't really feel like writing it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. And there's nothing wrong with that, because with the way the music industry is nowadays, I mean, you don't have to write a song to make a good living, you know, in this music industry. And I think people will appreciate that. So my question is to you then, tell me a little bit about your practicing habits, or, you know, when it comes down to practicing and singing and doing what you do. How many hours do you put in a day?
Oh gosh, I should put more in a day. You're reminding me. Usually when I have a gig, I will warm up on the way to the gig, because a lot of times I have 30 minutes to an hour in the car. So I will put on my, I'll record my vocal lessons with my vocal teacher that I took lessons from, and I will just put on that as the warm up, the warm up to my lessons, and then I'll warm up in the car and I'll be pretty ready by the time we go on.
Okay, that's cool. So now, so evidently, I know you have set your goals, because you had mentioned about you enjoy doing what you do as far as with the Gloria Estefan deal. Now, is there any other bands that you're working with at this present moment?
Yeah, there's, well, like the one that we perform in, Forward Motion.
Okay.
I'm did a few gigs with you guys, which is so fun, at California Adventure. And the Company Band, which is like a horn band. It's horns and three singers. It's a big band, and we do like R&B, funk, a little bit of Latin, cover band. So working with them. There's a band that does yacht rock that I recently started singing backup for. It's called The Fabulous Yachtsmen. And we're doing some gigs in the summer, concerts in the park and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun. We do kind of, yacht rock is kind of like 80s soft pop, like Hall & Oates, Christopher Cross. We even did some George Benson.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So now, in your pursuit of this, how do you do this? Do you write down the certain things that you want to accomplish, then you just go for it, or do you just kind of like fall in place whenever someone calls you?
Kind of the latter, but it's kind of putting yourself out there. You know, when you hear of an opportunity, you see other people doing something, I'll say like, oh, hey, if you ever need a backup singer for that, I'm willing. That sounds like something I'd like to do. And so you kind of put your hat in the ring, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, it's just at this point, it's kind of word of mouth and people you know, it's people I've worked with in the past. And, you know, just kind of, oh, maybe Angel would want to do that, you know? So it kind of turns out to be that. So when an opportunity comes along, you take it.
Yeah, hey, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. And the reason why I ask that, because I know there's some people who just kind of like set their goals and they just, you know, go for it. They, no distractions. Some people are striving to be, you know, just a solo artist, or, you know, work with a band that does nothing but originals. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's the reason why I ask you that. But let me ask you this, since you deal with so many different groups, what in your summation makes a great hit? You know, because I know you sing a lot of covers, and mm-hmm. some of them are like 15, 20 years old. So what is it in your summation makes a great hit? Connection again. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, awesome. I'm sorry. That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird. But did you get the question? I can ask that again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was saying that something that that has a hook that you sing along to easily, especially for young people to sing along to easily, something that's easy to sing along with, but also has a good dance beat that people, like, it moves people, and that, you know, the extra something that you can't put your finger on, that just that unique and special.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I always wondered about that, and I know it's usually, and I know why they call it the hook, because it hooks you in.
Right. Exactly.
But I was wondering, because you do so many different genres. Just real quick, I just got a couple more questions for you. Yeah. When you're gigging with different people, or even just dealing with yourself, how do you usually assess yourself to get to a certain level of what you're doing?
To make sure I'm prepared, I chart everything out for myself. I make sure I have, you know, the full set list, and and I know what's going to happen that day. And then I chart out all the songs that I need, that I know that I need to go over, and I'll go over them. Sometimes I practice along with a karaoke track or something.
Okay.
So I know that I can hit all the parts, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, that's cool. So now, what's your favorite genre?
I have so many, like I was saying, but I think my favorite is like 80s new wave.
Okay.
Yeah, like Duran Duran, Howard Jones, Bill West, a bunch of different artists. But like my absolute favorite band, and everyone who knows me knows this about me, my absolute favorite band is Level 42. And they're kind of like, they're like jazz funk.
Okay. And it's called who? Level 42?
Level 42. Check them out.
Okay.
Yeah, they're from the UK, and they had like a couple of hits out here that were like new wave 80s pop hits. But the bass player is out of control. He's phenomenal. You know, and they get really funky and jazzy, and they're amazing. They're the best.
Okay, Level 42. I will be checking them out. Look, Angel, I am just so glad that you came on. I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I wanted the audience to know who you are. Now, could you do me a favor? Could you give some advice to some of the people who are trying to get into this industry or who are in the industry, and just, you know, just give us some advice?
Sure. I guess I could just tell you what has been told to me in the past by some of my mentors, is that to take the opportunity to sing in any situation. So if you say you're a singer, have something prepared. You know, if people say like, oh, well, what do you sing? Or, you know, hey, like, let's sit down on the piano. What do you got? You know, have a song ready, because you never know who could be listening, who's there at the time that could lead you to a good opportunity. And don't give up, because the answer is always no if you don't try. So just keep at it.
Okay, so that's, I appreciate that. That is so powerful. If people say no to you 30, 40 times, you don't give up, correct?
Correct.
All right. Yeah, because you know there are a lot of people who have kind of lost out on just living their best life because of rejection, and I appreciate that, Angel. Look, hopefully we'll be working together real soon.
I hope so.
It's been a great honor having you on my show, and in the future we will do a part two if you don't mind.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
All right, that sounds good. Well, enjoy your beautiful day, and we'll be chatting a little later on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. God bless.
Bye.